My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. One of the things that I get pushback on is when I talk about talking to God as a co-creator with God. People ask me, Raul, how can you say that? That's blasphemy. How can you be a co-creator with God? And I tell them, what's the other alternative? The other alternative is talking to God like a needy child, praying like a needy child. See, every single time that you pray like a needy child, you become a victim of your circumstances. You're complaining. You're asking God why. You're complaining of why this shit continues to happen to you. The other side is talking to God as a co-creator with God. A co-creator with God starts with gratitude. Understand that you are co-creating this experience here in this world. That you are responsible for what you're going through. So gratitude and responsibility are key to have a relationship as a co-creator. The humility, surrendering yourself, realizing that you don't know more than God, that God is guiding you, and if you trust and you have faith, ultimately, He's protecting you from something that eventually could harm you or your family. But the last one is asking, learning how to ask. See, a needy child begs, a needy child ask because he's entitled. He thinks that he's entitled to the blessings, entitled to God's blessings. But the reality is, a co-creator with God is asking for wisdom, for strength, for clarity. And a big difference between a needy child and a co-creator with God is that the needy child never shuts the fuck up. The needy child continues to talk, and ask. And then after that conversation is over, he just goes around his way and he doesn't listen. A co-creator with God will ask and then shut the fuck up and listen. Are you listening to what God is saying? Are you listening to the voice inside of you? Are you listening to what you're asking for? Because unless you're able to sit in peace, in quiet, and just listen to the voice inside of you, you're always going to be left wanting. And a needy child is entitled, is a victim of his circumstances. And even though God talks to him, he never listens. See, I don't care if you believe in God or not. This is how you approach life. Are you approaching life as a needy child? Or are you approaching life as a co-creator of your life? Are you approaching life with a sense of entitlement? Or are you approaching life with a sense of creation? Are you approaching life with a sense of complaining and hoping and wishing that things will get better instead of doing something about it? Or are you approaching life with gratitude? Realizing that one more day is a blessing here in this world. My intention for today is to ask yourself, am I being a needy child or am I acting as a co-creator with God? Because ultimately, that's what leaders are. We co-create this experience with God. We take ownership. We have gratitude. We have humility. And ultimately, we shut the fuck up and listen. And the most important aspect is you obey. You follow the voice and you do what you've been called to do. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to lead with power. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.